We bless and honor your name for making a way for us still to be in your presence this evening. We are grateful and thankful to you. Thank you for helping us in the morning service, for the much that we were able to cover in the first seal. Lord, we are here in your presence again. We do acknowledge that there's life in your word, the power to transform, the power to change a sinner to saint, the power to heal the sick, to fill with the Holy Spirit, the power to convince sinners, to speak to the heart of the backsliders, to think on their ways that they might turn their feet to your testimonies. Lord, we are grateful. We know you have done this for us in the morning. Lord, our cup is still lifted up unto you. You are the one that has an inexhaustible fountain of blessings. We are still thirsting and hungry. We still lift up our cups to be filled to the overflowing. Master, come and meet us again at the point of our needs. Give us understanding, give us revelation of this thing that you have graciously made known to us at the same time for our benefit. Lord Jesus, we pray that as you will help us this evening, your word will be going forth. We pray that your spirit that brought the war will set down with each and every one of us and will give us understanding, Lord, to the benefit of our souls, our spirit, and our body. Grant it, eternal Father, let every desire, Lord Jesus, that is brought into your presence this evening, O God, go, not go unattended to. Lord, may everyone have testimony, eternal Father, that we have been in your presence. Take all the glory. Be with your servants everywhere. Our pastor at Onisha Brosam, at Epoma, Lord, your servant there at Sapele, and every other place your servant are gathered, your children everywhere. We know you are faithful to address their needs. Lord, may you glorify your name, Lord. We commit ourselves to you that your spirit, the spirit of truth, will come at a preeminence. Thank you, eternal Father. All the glory, adoration, and exaltation will be unto you. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Praise be to God. Yeah, we welcome ourselves to the evening service. May the riches of God's blessings be our portion. Thank you for your prayers for me. I really need it. And I can see the effect of it as well. Yeah. The interpreter's mic is not working. So God bless you. Let's read the scripture so that we don't keep
ourselves.
Revelation chapter 6.
We are reading verse
3 and 4. When he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword.
Esimiran ti o pupa si jade a si fi agbara fun eni ti o joko lori re lati gba alaafia ku lori ile aye ati pe ki won ki o ma pa ara won a si fi da nla kan le lowo.
The Lord had his blessings to the reading of his word.
Iyolorun fi buku si ka rora o.
God bless you. You can be seated.
Lord, we pray joko.
We thank the Lord for helping us in the morning.
Adupe lo Olorun pe o ran wa lowo laaro.
Sorry, I couldn't come out because I still needed to, do a little something. So maybe some people will like want to greet me or see.
That's just the reason.
God bless you. So this evening we are looking at the second seal. Yeah, as we have read the scripture. The prophet on his own. If you go through the second seal yourself, you will see that he gave a review of the first seal. To blend the second seal with the first seal. I believe that is just in the great wisdom of God. Yes, but looking at the Father, we don't have time. I have on Wednesday requested that you allow me to move up to
4:30.
I hope we are still together on that.
Yes,
I appreciate it. Now, if the front seat could take us Wednesday and Sunday school, which I took only, that's about 40 minutes, and took about 1 hour on my own of in the first, in the main service. No,
it's
2 hours. The interpreter took 1 hour.
I took 1 hour.
Only that we'll be standing here is 1 hour plus my 1 hour, making 2 hours. But that's the truth. I've only preached for 1 hour. So in order to interpret what I preach, he has to take time to interpret what I've said. Sometimes it might even take more time than myself. Yes. Because sometimes the interpretation in Yoruba from English might take a longer time. I've only preached for 1 hour in the morning service. So it's different if there was no interpreter. You know, that would have given me 2 hours to myself. But there is need for interpreter. The English speaking people, the Yoruba speaking people, we all need the word. God bless you. Just a little revision. As the prophet did. So let us look at paragraph 101. So the prophet was telling us, is this thing working out? Oh, praise God. And I was almost liking the way this thing is standing here. I was almost adjusting to it. Sincerely.
Yeah,
you just look it this way.
Yeah,
but here you have to. Oh, it's all right. So now notice in the breaking of the first seal. Yeah. Satan has a super religious man. Yes, as we said in the morning. What the prophet is revealing here is the revelation of the first seal. So Satan has a superman.
Yeah.
Did you notice that white horse rider? Which day it was taught to be, the theologians thought it was the early church going forth. Yeah. With the Holy Spirit in them, shooting the arrow of love into the hearts of the people. No? But, oh my, that's been taught through the years, but it couldn't be. You just watch. When the rest of them get all tied together, then look where it's at. Now, I don't know what the rest of them is going to be as yet. Yeah, just like we said that the Brabram only know for now, he knew first seal, and the second seed. So first seed has preached on the first seed. So the second seed is what is to preach on. And so as the His Holy Spirit came to him in the room in the, during the first seal to tell him what these symbols mean. That is how the second seal is also full of symbols, as we have read it. So you still take the Holy Spirit to come and reveal those things to him. I want to tell us that the things that were revealed to Brother Abraham were confirmed from the scripture. There are things that run through from Genesis to Revelation. As we went through the first seal in the morning, is it not in line with the scripture? It's in line with the scripture. They are all locked up in the scripture. They are hidden there. That's why they are mystery. So until the time for them to be made known, because the key is not given to any other person. So when it was time, God released the key. And then God coming to the prophet and revealing to him, this symbol you see, these are the meanings. This is this person. This is this person. This is what he's going to do. And God in his great wisdom, because of the prophetic ministry of Abraham, God has given him inspiration to preach, to give us background. The exposition of the seven church ages also had the input of the prophetic ministry. Are you with me? The prophet titled the exposition. The prophet said, no, scripture can be compared with scripture. You know, the prophet said it will require somebody with prophetic office. Because you get to a point that you will need to consult God and say, oh God, what is the meaning of this? And I don't care how sincere a man is. I don't care how prayerful a man is. I don't care how many years he's going to use to fast. That he will want to know things that are written in this Bible. If he was not ordained to be the one to reveal them, he will only starve himself. He will pray. Evil spirit, no man attend. I'm telling you. Because he's going to expose himself to the spirit world. Because he wants to know the truth. Oh, merciful God. If we understand our position, if we know where God has placed us, it will be very easy for you to operate there. You won't impersonate. You don't take your position. And when you take your position, things will run smoothly. Abraham made us to realize that look at the cosmos, the heavenly body. We were taught in geography about my very excellent master, Joshua, the nine planets. The nine planets. Their names. I just mentioned their names in form of acronym. My very excellent master, Joshua's nine planets. Some are looking at me as if I just performed magic. No. We just use my very excellent master. Show us nine planets. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. So that's the way to know it. I'm a geography teacher. So we have to look for a way of teaching our students to remember the planets. So the prophet talks about the heavenly bodies, that they are in order. This one that we see, these planets, They are all, they all revolve around the sun. Yes, they told us in geography. We are trying to, they have their own orbit, you know, through which they rotate. Yeah, orbital plane. And then they have their axis too. The heart especially. This heart has its own orbit. Yeah. Yeah, through which it rotates, giving us day and night. And it has this the plane through which it revolves around the sun. So that it gives us seasons, dry season, wet season. You get it? So the distance that each of them maintains to the sun. If I knew that I was going to talk about it, I would have given us a picture. I'm talking about being in order and recognizing our position. Well, they are all in this form. This is the sun. So they all revolve around. They all revolve around. The distance that they keep to one another remains the same. Because they have their own orbital plane. Yes, just like a train. A train has its rail. They have their own track that they follow in the sky. If Mercury will deviate from it, it will collide with another planet at a certain time. Then there will be accident. Then the prophet say, God put them there. They stay in their positions. That is why we have perfect time. That is why you see the season in their time. That's why we can sleep in the morning and we say daybreak.
Yeah.
It is because these things, this heavenly bodies obey the order of God. Yes, God put them in there. They obey. They don't argue with God. It is only human being that argue with God. It's only human being that will not stay in his position. You see another person's place, he wants to stay there. That's why. Maybe you feel that this position of this person is people like it. Then you want to impersonate. You are not going to serve God in another person's position. God will never accept your worship, your sacrifice, when you take another person's position. It's only in your position. So that is why you as a person must identify your position. Because until then, you are not serving God. Acceptably. You may think you are serving God, but you are not. And when you recognize your position, that's the truth. Because that's what you are built for. If you flow with it, the grace is given to you. Isn't it? That's the truth. How can a woman try to be a man? Is it possible for a woman to play the role of a man, to be a husband? To go and marry a woman and say, I want to be your
husband.
Until eternity is an impossibility. I don't care whatever surgical operation they want to do. Because it's not easy, because it's not possible. That's why the people, the sinful women of the world, who are lesbians, They have a way they satisfy themselves with machines and the rest of them. Are you with me? That's how some sinful men too. Yes. They follow another pattern. Because they don't want to stay in the position that God has given unto them. It's not an easy way to go when you don't stay in your position. You will struggle. You will sweat. Because it's your ability that you are doing it. May God be gracious to us. I don't care how that man. We fast and pray. And say, I want to see vision. I want to have God say the Lord. I will not call to be a prophet. You will see vision, though. But it will be contrary to the word of God. What will he come up to be? A false prophet. That's what will happen. That's what we have today. People who can identify their position as prophets. At best, they are either evangelists or pastors or teacher or an apostle. Because when God calls a man, he keeps him completely. Yeah, I think we had that sermon recently in the sermon, A Total Deliverance, preached by Pastor. Praise be to God. All right? Well, sometimes we cannot just tie ourselves. as it comes, we just say it. You understand? I would have loved that. I would just follow this like this. But those things are needed in the course of, and I believe that little thing now must have made us to think here and there and help us. So these people think that the Jews are the okay. Now, paragraph, we're still there. Paragraph 101. Yeah. Now, and I don't know what the rest of them are going to be. That's the seals now. So, the prophet didn't know the remaining five seals. He only knew the one that has been revealed to him. The one that has been revealed to him. And because it's been revealed to him, that's why he came. With that revelation to come and preach. And he preached it. So, now, I don't know what the rest of them will be. But I know it's going to come just perfect in there. Because it's the truth. Yeah. These people who think that the Jews are the Antichrist. Yeah. They are certainly a million miles off the line. Did you notice that white horse rider? Sorry, I missed that. Don't you never think the Jews are an Antichrist? Their eyes were blinded purposely that we might have a way to get in, giving us a time of repentance. But the Antichrist is a Gentile. Isn't it? He's a Gentile, he's not a Jew. He's a Gentile. Oh, so the Gentiles should look inward to know that the Antichrist is coming from their midst. Certainly, it is an impostor of the truth. Impersonator of the truth. Anti, meaning again. That's the meaning of anti. So if it is Antichrist, it means it's against Christ. So if Christ is the word, then the Antichrist is anti-word. If Christ is life, then Antichrist will be anti-life. So what other word do we give anti-life? The author of death. You see? Now, this great Superman, he became a great man. And he finally was throned. And then after being thrown, he was crowned. And now after that, he was worshipped in the stead of God. Now look, before that ever come, I want to ask you something. Who was that? What was that on the on Paul? In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3. That said that that man will come, the man of sin. Why did that man look down to the hedge and see it? He was God's prophet, certainly. He said the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times that they would depart from the faith. I will give heed to seducing spirits. You know what seduces? A seducing spirit is in the church. The prophet said that is clergy. No wonder the prophet told us that. You know what we are going into now? It's going to give us an open of eye that we will see. Now the devil has moved away from the physical killing. Yes. He's not doing it by sedition. Deceiving the people by his teaching. To make them to die while they are seated on the pulpit. The prophet said the Antichrist is now a preacher. The era of the sword that they carry has gone. That was in the fourth church age. Oh, great. No wonder. I was just thinking about that. Yeah, I got it. Glory be to God. Wow. No wonder he has a red sword. I mean, he has a sword. And the problem is, his sword was red. He was riding a red horse, rather. No wonder he was riding a red horse. The dark age. Present that for us again. The dark age. Time of Columba. Remember these 3 ages have gone? With the revelation of the first seal. Are you with me? Yeah. The red horse rider was in the fourth church age. You need to understand it as we continue. Can you get it projected? Yeah. Lion, white horse rider, covered Ephesus, Smyrna, and Pergamos. Time of Paul, time of Reynolds, and said Martin. Now he is now the next horse rider we are looking at that we read in Revelation chapter 2, 3-4, was riding red horse. What's going on? This is going off. Alright, I'll be using this to describe. So you can see that it's under Thyatiran church age. 606 to 1520 years. That's nearly 1,000 years. Where Roman Catholic Church dominated the house. Oh. Let's go on. So that way we can hit the targets. Now, paragraph 112. Now, but remember, he said, as James and Jambres withstood Moses, so we did. But their folly was soon made manifest. Why? when Moses was commissioned, now what the prophet is bringing to us here, this Antichrist, still giving us the background, this, what this Antichrist is an impersonator. If you follow everything, you will see that anything that God did, this spirit was also there to do it, to impersonate. When Moses was in Egypt and God told him what to do to get the children of Israel convinced, and then to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh that now let my people go, that they must serve me. God told him the signs to perform before Pharaoh. And he got before Pharaoh and displayed that. He threw his sword to the ground. He became a serpent. He took it by the tail. And he became a staff again. He put his hand by his bosom. He brought it out. It was leprous. He put it back. It was normal. He showed that to the children of Israel. He came before Pharaoh. He showed what God has him to show before them. Before him. And Pharaoh looked at it and said, cheap magic. Cheap. You want to bamboozle us with this? James and Jambre, come out. The other time that I was preaching, then Anna asked us, was James and Jambre's name, were their names written in the Bible? Did Moses mention their name? Who gave us their name? Brother Paul. He was a prophet. That was the proof that he was a prophet. Hallelujah. How could he know the name of, look at the age where Paul lived. Look at Genesis. When God was ready to bring the children of Israel out, or Exodus rather.
Thank you.
In Exodus, chapter 4, thereabout.
Event that took place there,
when the children of Israel were still in slavery. After we spent 400 years, and then, I mean, of course, counting everything, the time they spent entirely in Egypt, 400 years. And look at the time it took them to come out of that place. And then look at the year they have lived. All the prophets came to Israel, everything, before the Messiah came. Look at the years. There is no record of it.
Of their names.
But because Brother Paul was a prophet, he could tell their names. He said, I received those names by the revelation of Jesus Christ. He did not read it in a book. Neither did anybody teach him. The Holy Ghost taught him. So, impersonation. So, James and Jambre impersonated Moses. The prophet said, it is that same spirit of this Antichrist we are talking about that is in there. And the prophet made us to know so that we will be reminded that these two spirits, they have always worked together. But one thing is that other Antichrist spirit won't show his color initially. Yes. He's so deceptive, so cunning, and shrewd. Yes. Until the very innocent, we just fall in there. That's what he did to. That's what that animal. That's what that serpent did to Eve. Devil inside of that animal. That animal was not the devil. It was the devil that inspired him. And then God gave judgment to that animal. Let me tell you.
Yes, of all.
Don't let the devil use you to do evil. The animal that the devil used, did he not receive punishment? Even though that animal, if he died, it doesn't have any judgment, it doesn't have a soul, to go and suffer in the lake of fire. Nothing like that for that family. Because it's not a human being. He has no soul. The prophet said he had a place for his soul, but he had no soul. But he's on an animal that Adam could kill and eat. Yes. If it was still existing today, we could kill it and eat it. People are killing monkeys. They are killing monkeys. I've eaten monkeys before. I've eaten it before. So, I live in the village. So, hunters went to the bush to kill it. On something they will display the skull. Very shiny edge. Display is there. Like the head of human being. You know? Then you have gorilla. People who hunt after gorilla. People who hunt after chimpanzee. That's how they will have been hunting after it today. But what I'm bringing now is that he made it as a vessel that the devil used. But at the end of the day, he suffered for it. He changed from being an animal that walks upright. The prophet said he was an upright animal. Very close to human being.
Handsome.
With broad shoulders. The prophet told us that. We are prone to believe our prophet. We are prone to stay with our prophet. To say what he says. What the text says is what we are repeating. You know the reason? He's the only vindicated prophet, messenger. Dispensational prophet that is vindicated. We don't care what people will say about us. Let them come and sit with us with the Bible, and then we compare scripture with scripture. Not a matter of pride, but it's a matter of revelation to know it. God bless you. What did Moses do? When the tree saw down, and he turned to snake. And then those other ones, they threw their snake, their staffs, and turned to snake. The prophet said, what will Moses do? Moses couldn't do anything. He that commissioned Moses, we have to come behind him. The prophet said Moses was not disturbed. God has vindicated him. What God has him to do is what he has done. So God, who asked him to come there, knew what will happen. Though God did not tell him that part. But when he got to that position, and he was challenged, being on the post of duty, God said, and God told Elijah, who told Moses? Did Moses tell the snake, oh yeah, swallow that one? He was just looking. It was God who rules in the affairs of men. Who sent Moses that moved Moses' snake? That said, oh yeah, go there. Open your mouth and swallow that one. Go to that one. Open your mouth and swallow that one. That does not make the snake of Moses to be bigger. When is the snake turned to staff? Neither did it make it bigger. You understand what I'm saying? The size of Moses' staff remained the same. After that, Moses knew the next thing to do. The moment he stabbed, swallowed the two staffs, and his snake swallowed the two snakes. He knew the next thing was to go and pick it by the tail. Pick it by the tail. He turned to stab again. And he held it in his hand and used it to stand. The prophet said, all the powers of Egypt. One thing that gladdens our hearts. One thing that gladdens our heart. There is no challenge.
That
we face as God's children. God is more than that situation. God is more than equal to the situation. Yes. Because he has never disappointed his people. That was Moses there. That was a power that challenges power. Moses couldn't do anything. But God has sent Moses, came on the scene, and proved it to Egyptians that this is my vindicator prophet. You want to play with me? Why did they not run to Moses and say, please let us have our snake back? If they really have power, why did they not call their snake out of Moses' staff? When God steps into a situation, the enemy's power becomes powerless. Everything that the enemy depends upon that is making him to boast will go into nothing. Because it is God that is on the scene. It's God that is acting. God defending his people. It's not what man has to do. So that is why we are to relax in this Jehovah. The seven compounds name of Jehovah. The present heavy time of trouble. Oh, praise be to God.
Hey.
God's sparing our lives. By the time we still have opportunity to continue with that, I have a testimony regarding the present in time of trouble. So let's move forward.
That is what
120. Now notice the first church. When the Catholic church says that they were the first, the original church, they are actually right. They were. They began at Pentecost. Now you should understand that. Just follow the way the prophet narrated it, yeah, which I hinted a little on it in the morning. That is where the Catholic Church began. Remember, it is not Roman Catholic. Catholic means universal. I want you to understand that. The prophet told us that Roman Catholic, that he is a Catholic. But it's not Roman Catholic.
And what is so
we are the universal church. They said they are actually right. They began at
Pentecost.
That's where the Catholic church began. Now, I was didn't hardly believe that till I read history. And I found out it's right. They began at Pentecost. No, but they began to drift. And you see where they are at. And if Pentecost drifts with the speed, the present Pentecost denomination, if they drift with the speed is drifting now, the way they are, worse than Catholic now. You won't see Rocomatali Church ordaining a woman as a woman preacher. There are many things you don't see in the Roman Catholic Church that they are doing.
So,
they are worse than Catholic. Useless way of dressing. Useless way of dressing. I went to run a scan somewhere. Yeah, I went for a scan somewhere. There was a lady that sat down. You as a woman, I mean, if you are as a member of this church, believer of Malachi 4, you will go and talk to that woman to go and sit somewhere else, not to sit in the public. She's a very fat woman. Every from head down, fat. You understand what I mean by that?
Oh, sorry.
This guy she wore. She's no more than here.
Bonfoni, mafukota.
Where she sat, I have to be taking my eyes constantly. I was surprised when I began to hear the sound of the gospel. Gospel song from my mouth.
Don't tell me, Daddy.
I went to look at her carefully. I looked at the face. Then I understood the song she was singing.
So
this lady is a church goer.
And
there was a woman. What's the name of this? What do they call them? There was this Muslim woman.
Muslim.
Yeah, that was with her baby. It was during the fasting. This fasting they just finished. That lady was constantly looking at her. She couldn't talk. Well, let me tell you something. You should know that I'm not in support of that. That is what makes the Muslim to say they want to introduce Sharia. Because of the bad way of dressing of some of these women.
Sharia, Jaddy. I'm
telling you the truth. If everybody is dressing fine, like the Christians dress, I don't know which of my daughters I show, the way they used to dress in the LA, even when they were not Christians, in Chicago, as early as 1940 something, you would think that they were all less you. Immorality has not crept in so much. Then I look at it, I say, this is how they dress in so time. You see the video of it, the way they dress. Some of those old coats, old suits, old skirts that will go down, and the rest of it, they were beautiful inside. Though Islamic, this is a demonic something. If you go to the north, you not see a woman dressed like the way they dress in the south here, over there. You that live in the north, brother, did you see? Is that the way they dress there?
You see,
if they dress like that, they will discipline them. Even a married woman in the house, we have to wear something, over her head and to cover her chest area. They always like to protect that because they believe that that attracts man more than anything. So they will ask them to use that one. That was, they train their little children with that. That's morality. And they commit more evil than anything. But we are talking about physical appearance. When you are looking for wickedness and unrighteousness, ibokun for that religion. Wickedness in highest order. And you find some of them that are very nice. You just be praying, oh, wish this one comes to a Christian. After a while, 126, they began to come. And the different people. The celebrity began to. We are talking about our Roman Catholic. Let me not jump that. But notice how this white horse rider. 122. Now we just background it a little till we hit this seal. Now notice the white horse rider when he went out. He serves in three stages. The devil. As I proved to you the other night,
this
is in a Trinity, just like God. God is in Trinity of what? Of dispensation. Of offices. Not Trinity of persons. Like God, but it is the same devil at the same time. So the Trinity, he also changes, like God does. Are you getting me? So, devil all the time in three stages. Notice his stages. In the first stage, the Holy Ghost fell, and people had everything in common. And the Spirit of God was upon them, and the apostles went from house to house, breaking bread with the people. And there were great signs and wonders wrought. And then the first thing you know, Satan began to cause a murmur to come up. I want you to watch it. That is in the book of Acts, where the people gather things together and lay them at the feet of the apostles, and the apostles you know, they were distributing it to the people. Until murmurs came out. Began to murmur. Then after a while, these slaves and the poor of the land that received the Holy Spirit, they went out into different places testifying. They testified to their masters. And after a while, they began to come like army captains and the different people. The senator began to see the gallantry and the miracles and signs that this man did. So they accepted Christianity. Where then, you see, when he embraced Christianity and goes down there to a place where they are meeting in a little old dark donkey hall and clapping their hands, shout and speak in tongues and getting messages, why he could never take that to his competitor to invite them to come and look at where I worship,
you know,
or whatever it is, his business. He will never believe it like that. Sadly not. So he has to dress it up. So they began to get together and began to think, now we will form something a little different. And Jesus, right immediately, at the first church age, he told them in the second chapter of Revelation here, I have somewhat against you because these deeds of the Nicolaitans. Nico, as you said about it in the morning, means to conquer. To conquer the lands. In other words, they want to make, instead of everybody be one, they want to make some holy fellow. They wanted to make some kind of, they wanted to pattern it in a paganism. Yes, because that's why they came out from. Because they were not truly converted. Yeah, because you cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit and you have anything to do with paganism. And the prophet preached a sermon, he said, Christianity versus idolatry. Yes. The spirit of God is against that. And the spirit of idolatry and evil is against God. You know? So they are not together. We can't fellowship together. Yeah. And so, against and pagan pattern it in paganism from where they come out. And they finally did it. Now watch. First, Nicolaitan. The Nicolaitan was called in the Bible Antichrist. Because it was against the original doctrine of Christ and the apostles. There is a great man here. The prophet said, doesn't want to call his name. Let's leave that and move forward. Because anybody with common understanding will know that the act of the apostle was not act of the apostle. It was the act of the Holy Spirit in the apostle. Don't you know how we pattern it out in the church age? Them beasts sitting there, watching the act there, which was said in the morning. When we use the chart. In the morning. This very man that the prophet was saying, didn't want to mention his name, was saying that the book of Acts is not good for the church to be used to build the church upon. It's just a scaffold. So after you complete the house, you collapse it. Scaffold, their planks or iron that you tie to them to tie together several of them around the house. If you want to paint the house, if you want to plaster the house, that is what the painter or the mason will stand on. You know, depending on the height of the building, you will see it. You know, it could even be bamboo that they will wreck on the ground and raise. Those are scaffolds. And the man was saying that the act of the Holy Ghost, the book of Acts, that it was a scaffold, that there is no need to build the church. Church cannot use it to operate. The prophet said, a man that claimed to be filled with the Holy Ghost, how can he say that? You see? The man said, and he said, they relied upon the book of
Acts.
And he said, you see, the act was only scaffold work for the church. Will you imagine a man that studied the Bible, a gallant old man, and has studied the Bible the way the fellow has, and then will make a remark like that?
Man,
it even doesn't sound like the Holy Spirit. Well, it's got not to be. No. Because anybody with common understanding will know that the acts of the apostle was not act of the apostle. It was the act of the Holy Spirit in the apostles. Don't you know how we pattern it out in the churches? Them beasts sitting there watching that hack. Mark, till Mark, Luke, and John. Like we said in the morning. Yes. The beast with the face of a lion, the beast with the face of an ox, the beast with the face of a man, the beast with the face of an eagle, guiding the throne to protect it. The prophet said that book of the Acts was was like the ark. That Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were protecting. And the prophet proved that in the sermon, Revelation of Jesus Christ, part 3. Yes. The prophet proved that there. Praise be to God. Yeah. Our time is moving. Let's move to
177. Yeah.
The prophet still repeated to us that God promised in Joel chapter 2 to restore. Oh, yes. But remember, seeing all that condition, yet God promised in Joel 2:25, if you want to put it down in the last days, when he said, when the palmer worm left, the caterpillar had hit him. When the caterpillar left, the locust has hit. Yeah, when the locust hit, just on down, bug after bug. And had come and eaten of that church until finally it wasn't nothing but a stone. That is what the prophet read when he preached the sermon, the restoration of the bright tree. Watch what the Roman left. The Lutherans hit. What the Lutherans left. The Methodists hit. And what the Methodists left. The Pentecostals hit. See, until she is down to a stump. Thank God the stump was there. And Job made us to know that a tree can be cut. He said, but at the center of water, it will yes. Yeah. Thank God that he still has his roots in the soil. Yeah, when the time of restoration came, he shoot out the branch.
Yes.
The original nature of that tree that was eaten to the storm produced itself again. And do you know what? You take those worms in there, the locust and caterpillar. Yeah. And so forth, and you chase them down through the book and find out it is the same worm in just different stages. Like I said on Wednesday, hold your point. Yes, hold your point. So is this seals? It is the same one. You are going to see it when we read it out, when we bring it out. So I will tell you now, it is the same one all the time. Four of those worms. Four here. And there they are. They are the same thing. It is the same spirit. What one let, the other hit. What the other one let, the other one let. Like that. Till they brought it to a stump. But Joel said, I will restore, said the Lord. All the years the caterpillars have hit. What is it? How is he going to do it? If he started out, Antichrist, by being against the teaching of Christ, that accepted dogma instead of the word, and through the year the reformers have plunged at it.
Yes.
As the Bible says, but in the last day, the sounding of the trumpet of the last messenger, the sounding of the seventh messenger, Revelation 10, 1 to 7. He said the mysteries of God will be finished in the last days at the sounding of the seventh angel. Malachi 4. Malachi 4 said that he would send Elijah before the Hebrew day come upon them. When he would burn it like a furnace, and he would restore to bring back the children to the faith of their fathers. The original apostolic Pentecostal faith was promised to be restored, and it has been restored. That's what we are re-echoing. Amen. The revelation of the seven seals brought the mind of God to us. Like I said in the morning, when we read someone from 1940 something, we read from 1950 something, we look at those sermons with the eyes of the revelation of the seven seals. Are you with me? We look at them with the understanding that prophet has given us from the revelation of the seven seals and the other sermon that they preached after the revelation of the seven seals. Because the prophet told us in the sermon M and D, manager of the verse, he said now that the spirit, he said now that the seals are revealed, he said the spirit of truth direct us to the world. Amen.
Amen.
The spirit of truth direct us to the world. Everything that we need to know as far as the mystery of God is concerned, they were done. Nothing more is left for to be revealed. Praise be to our God. Notice Satan Trinity, paragraph 184. We are progressing. Satan's Trinity. Yeah, same person coming, just incarnate from one to another. That is the way them bugs did, them worms one to the other. Exactly. Nicolete, spiritual antichrist.
Pope,
first prophet. That is coming from one stage to another. You get it? In the first church age, when he started, in the first riding, which he rode for three ages. Yeah, it was innocent. It was a spirit then. And then he became into Nicolaitan, where they began to introduce taking authority over the church, taking over the word of God, taking the place of the Holy Spirit. Then at a point in time, he turned out to be the Pope.
The Pope,
which was the first prophet, providing first teaching, contrary teaching, anti-war teaching. Then he becomes the beast, the devil himself, incarnate. We are coming.
Right.
Now, you keep that on your mind now. When you follow this, you are going to see these riders come right straight up to that. See? I'm laying you a picture here. And I had it on a board. You could understand it better. See? I am watching. First now, you remember this. The first thing he is an antichrist spirit. John says so. Little children, the spirit of antichrist already working in the children of disobedience. See, that thing had begun to start. And then it become kind of a saying. Yeah, in the next church age. At the next church age, it was a doctrine.
You
see it? it was a drought in the next church, in the third church age. There were three ages. He started it here as a saying. You know, the first thing here, Antichrist spirit, you know. And then they began kind of saying in the next church age.
He
started as Antichrist spirit. And then the next church age, it was a doctrine. And the next church age, she was crowned. Now, isn't that just a plan? A plane as reading anywhere you could read. You could read it, see. First, it was called what? Antichrist spirit. The prophet is trying to see. Bring that baby. He said, I'm bringing a preacher before you. First, this horse rider. First, it was called what? Antichrist spirit. Because it was against the world. That's what he started it. That's exactly what John the old thing was turning from God's words. Not because Eve might have given Cain a spanking one day. See, that wasn't what did it. The first thing that did the old thing was that she turned from the world. She turned from the world. And the first thing started the prostitution in the church of the living God. Christ's bride. She turned from the world and accepted Roman dogma instead of God's word. What happened to every denomination? He did the very same thing. But he promised that in the last days he will make a way to restore again. The word of the Lord would drop upon the heart as it did in the beginning. I will restore back what started it against the word. Yes. And what does this fellow supposed to do when he comes and met him with God's spirit? That's the messenger. He just brings the faith of the children back to the fathers. That's how he restores. And you get the same word in the same place. That it is here. It's going to do the same thing. Praise be to God. Alright. Let's move. Because we have to. Now, the second C.
Did you get you?
I have to drop a few things there.
Not if I'm going to come back.
Paragraph 230. Let me see whether. Now we find here that he saw what? Yes. A red horse go forward. Now, to my understanding, this grace sword, the Bible said it was given a grace sword. This grace sword, to my understanding, this great sword that he had in his hand. Now, we've got about three things to look at now. For about the next 15 minutes, 20 minutes. So, let's read. There went out another horse that was red. The first one was white. And power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the heart, that they should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. Now, there is a symbol. They are symbols. And we want to look at them rigorously. But to my understanding, the bed that I know now, you see, Jesus predicted the same thing in Matthew 24. Yes. He said, now you are going to hear of wars and rumors of war. And just wars and war and rumors of war and war. And but said, all these aren't yet. See, time aren't yet.
So
they asked Jesus three questions. And he answered them in three questions. We are now in the stage of the revelation of the second seal. There is where one of our brethren got tangled up. The Adventist brethren about those 7 days and so forth. He was 233. He was answering what they ask. He didn't apply it all to the last days. Yes. The question they ask in three questions, the answer did not point that it's only in the last day that they will be fulfilled. He said, you will hear. Now, we are working on this one thing here. We will come to some more of it in a few nights. Yeah, look, here he said, you hear of wars and rumors of wars and so forth. Then all this is not yet. They will go back again. Then they will deliver you up and so forth like this. Said they are not right yet. But when he got the time when he was going to talk to them about what they asked him about, the end of the world, when will all these things be? When there will not be one stone left upon, what will be the sign? What will the sign be? And when will be the coming, the end of the world? See, they ask him three things. Then when he got down to the end of the world, he said, when you see the fig tree putting forth his bread, now you know that the time is at hand. So I verily say unto you that this generation shall not pass until all be fulfilled. How the infidel without interpretation like to lay on that?
See,
he said this generation, not the generation he was talking to. Yeah, the generation that sees the fig tree putting forth his
bud.
Yeah, now I just want to ask you something. Just look at something right here in the face. Israel is now, for the first time for 2,500 years, a nation. The oldest flag in the world is flying over Jerusalem tonight. Israel is in our homeland. Israel is converted as a nation. Paragraph 2. Yes. A nation will be born in a day. That's Israel. All Israel is saved. Just remember that. God says so. All Israel is saved. All Israel. That's exactly right. Now notice this. But he said, when you see the fig tree and not the other tree putting forth their buds, now watch. There has never been a time for 2,500 years that Israel has ever come to our homeland. Yes. Come to our homeland. We got a little show of 3 minutes to midnight. Oh, yes. So let's move on to 261. Here the prophet was addressing this part. Let us now consider what you just saw. Then of these things, what he saw? A red horse and the rider's goat forth. Power given to him to slay with a great sword. Now here is my revelation of it. This is Satan again. It is the devil again in another form. And I said the other night, and trumpet pertain to civil wars. Yeah. If Israel wanted to go to war, they will blow the trumpet. The soldiers. They have the way of blowing their trumpet. Local fighters, they will blow their trumpet. And the rest of it. Yeah. Civil war. You see, among the people, among nations, but you find out here that this man has a sword. So it pertains to church, political war. Now you might not think that, but just wait, just watching in a minute, just a few minutes. That's the revelation, though. And we are continuing. Please don't sleep.
Hey.
Sorry, I know that we've been here since morning. May the Lord be our head. We are closing the next few minutes. I see somebody that is closing.
Oh.
Yeah, and the eyes are open now. It is good for the eyes to be open. So political war. Now you might not think that. But just what in a few minutes. Notice the change of color of these horses. Yeah, same rider. Change of color of horses. And a horse is a beast. And the beast in the Bible under a symbol represents power, a power. The same system riding on another power, on another color, on another power. From the innocent white horse, from the innocent white to a bloody red. See, watch him now. How is coming? When he first started, it was just well, it was just little doctrine. In among called the Nicolaitanism. And his course. It wouldn't slay. Nicolaitan should be interpreted in Yoruba. Ajegabalorijo. Yeah, that's the
name.
Yes. So it won't slay anything. That's Revelation chapter 2, verse 6. If you want to put it down, it wouldn't slay anything. As Nicolaitan. But he started something to where he will be killing the people.
It
wouldn't slay anything. It's just a doctrine, just a spirit among the people. Now he will slay nothing. Oh, he was so innocent. Riding on this white horse. Well, you know, we can have a great worldwide church.
People
call it the universal church. They still do. We could perfectly innocent. It's so innocent. It's just a group of men. We all get together for fellowship. It's very innocent. It's white. The white horse was. Now, so the dignitaries and the better dressed. I got it. Yeah. Better dressed and educated. You know, kind of like birds of a feather, you know. We kind of get things together. And the poor bunch. Why? If they want to stumble along, well, all right. We get a better class coming in our church. If we can just get ourselves pulled off out here, we will be a bunch of messes and so forth, you know. We will just have the things fixed up.
Oh,
hard fellows, as they are, and so not the odd fellow lord now. Yes, but you know what I mean. So it's hard to the real believer. But otherwise, in other words, we want a little group, a little syndicate we can call our own. It's just a doctrine, very innocent. Brethren, why? We have nothing against you people. Certainly not. You are all right. But you know, that we have business every. We will be better off if we just had ourselves together. See? It finally went right on down till it happened. Yes, sir. Get together. But when this awful deceiving spirit, oh man, this spirit incarnate spirits. This doctrine spirit become incarnated. Yes. To take the place of Christ into a man. It must be worshipped then. Turn to be a worship like Christ. In other words, all poverty in the Vatican, I've been right there. It is written over the throne of the
Pope.
It's written. Vicaris Filii Dei.
Vicaris Filii Dei.
Yeah. And it's written in Roman numeral.
According to
now, you just draw a line at the bottom of those Roman numbers. At me, and it means instead of the Son of God. Yeah. Now, really, the English interpretation of Vicaris Filii Dei is instead of the Son of God.
But
when we draw, I think we have the drawing of it. Please present it so that we see that. The prophet is bringing this man, the horse rider, from stage to stage. Yeah. Let's do quick. We don't have time again. And he wrote in Roman number instead of the Son of God. And the Bible said, let him that has the gift of wisdom count the number of the beast. For it is... Yes. Yeah. It is the number of a man. And his number is 666. You can get it. Alright. Well, Vicaris Filii Dei. Let me just we will not rush and pass it. It's important. In the subject, we cannot finish the first thing this night. Everything. Okay, it's not showing here. Yeah, Vicaris Filii Dei. So if you apply V in Roman figure, I in Roman figure, you know, C in Roman figure, I in Roman figure, V in Roman figure, you apply I in Roman for that Fili. If you are, there is no Roman figure for F, but you have for I, you have for hell, isn't it? Then you have for high, and then Dei. We have for D.
D.
Yeah, we have for D and we have for high. So letter D I Dei. It is 501. D is 500. High is 1. 500 plus 1 give us 501. Vicaris. No, take it back to that place.
What I say. Okay.
Look at V is 5, I is 1, C is 100, I is 1, V is 5, making 112. Then Fili, I is 1, L is 50, I is 1, I is 1, making 53. So 112 plus 53 plus 501 gives you 666. That was written on the edge of the Pope of Rome.
Balaam
said they had wanted to visit him. And when he got to, you know, close there, I said the man told him, said, well, what the problem said, what do I have to do when I get to this guy? When I get to this guy. They said, well, you will remove your shoes, something like that. And then when you get inside, you go on your knee, and then you will kiss his feet. That's not possible. I will call a brother, I will call anybody that want to be called reverend. Whatever you want me to call you, I will call you. But for worship, that belongs to Christ. He is receiving worship. That's what 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 tells us. He sits in the temple of God, calling himself God instead of the Son of God. Remember. Organization is the replacement of the leadership of the Holy Spirit in the leadership of man. Are you getting it? No, you have to start this like Nicola Tain. That demon, that devil, he has a program.
And it started in like a seed, gradually. You know, it started in a deceptive way. And he began to bring it to manifestation before the people will realize he has gained power.
Praise be to God. Oh, if you carry this day, draw a line and then you will get it. The Bible says he will be sitting in the temple of God. Worship like God. When that little dotting becomes an incarnate, he becomes a vicar instead of the Son of God. See, that's awful. Deceiving spirit. If you want to read that, yes. All right. 268 now. I will read 268 to a point and then we'll close. Oh, of course, you will remember Satan is the head of all political power. You know that. He said that in Matthew chapter 4. Right, tempted Jesus Christ. He said, everything belongs to me. Satan took Jesus up in the high mountain. He did that. So, that's what they say. You bunch of poor only roller. We got the world. The prophet said, the mixture I inherit the heart. That's what Jesus said. Now, notice, Jesus knew he would fall heir to them. Yeah. So, now, program 272. When he, as he is edge demon, incarnate in this super religious man, as the Bible predicts, then he unites his church and state together. But the both of his own power unite together. He has religious power first. He combines it with political power. And let me stop here. I just give this comment and then we close here. And by the grace of God on Wednesday we continue. So I learn better now how to approach it.
So,
we'll be cutting off many of the backgrounds so that we can. But I just feel that these first two seals, we need to go on because they give us the basic something. They give us the basic thing. And so we won't be taking much time in looking at the background in the other ones. So, by the grace of God, we complete this other one on Wednesday. And then we, since like the other time we're going to use, we'll be able to complete that. And then going into the third seal. We will start it somehow. Now, the prophet said, this man, after he has the political, he has religious power. This war, the prophet said, that's political power that we see in that place. Now, he is going, he decided to unite the state power with his religious power so that he will be able to persecute anyone who will not listen to him. Now listen, I want you to see the demon that is upon the what do you call it now? This people that are trying to say that they want to take over Nigeria. They want to take the political power. Because they know that once they take political power, they will be able to, by that state power, implement their own agenda. But without the political power, because political power will pursue them. Are you getting me now? We pursue them. That why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Human rights and the rest of it. But when they are now, when they now win the state power, and combine with religious power, woe to any man that will defy their order. May the Lord bless you. So by God's grace on Wednesday we'll continue. This is 361 paragraphs. Paragraphs, 2 hours, 11 minutes. We are stopping at 260, 267, 270, 272. God bless you. which we still have about 100 paragraphs to look at. God bless you. Do we understand?
So you are right.
If you don't, you have right to write questions. Okay? Write your question. Let it be brought forward. The way the prophet did it was that he didn't entertain questions on the after the sixth seal. Yes.
It
was after the sixth seal that he began to entertain questions. He entertained questions in the morning of the same day he preached the seal in the evening. Yes. He preached the sixth seal. And then the second day, in the morning, he attended to the questions. And then in the evening, he preached the seventh.
May
the Lord be our help. Let's keep praying. Keep trusting God. These things are so voluminous. So voluminous. And they are so rich. The prophet said, on one seed, you could spend 3 months. But you have to hit the highlights. And give us. You can imagine, if the prophet will hit the highlights like that, and these are things that he preached without any interference. And if he preached with speed. Yes. So what about us that we have to read for us to understand? If we play it for us to listen to, it will take the same time, but will we catch it? If we play it to the audience, many will slip off. They will not know where the prophet has stopped, where he has started, continuation of it. God bless you. I appreciate you for your prayers. So let's bow our heads. So on Wednesday we still meet by God's grace. Let's still pray for ourselves. Our God is still more than able to meet the needs of his people. Talk to the Lord while I hand over to our evangelist.
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much, Lord, for bringing us to the end of the services of today. We are grateful unto you for the prophet you sent across our pathway in this closing moment of time. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you indeed, Lord, for the store of food, this spiritual food in this season. And you gave the prophet the revelation of the same. You told him he should store it up in tapes, that the time will come that the bride will have need of it. Where we see so many things, O Lord, interpretations here and there, impersonations, Lord, of people claiming to be one thing or the other in this our generation, even around the message of the hour. Lord, we appreciate you that the food is being stored. And we thank you very much, Lord, for this God-given men of God, God called men, Holy Ghost filled men, to go into the storehouse. Lord, prayerfully studying, meditating, Lord, with the grace of God upon them, to bring forth this spiritual food in due season unto us to be able to meet the need of the hour. We thank you to know that we are not in darkness. Blessed be your wonderful holy name. Thank you so much for your wonderful grace upon your servant, Lord Jesus, to day and night, Heavenly Father, waiting on you, studying, Heavenly Father, Lord, in order to be a blessing unto your people. Jehovah Father, we pray that all that has been said from the holy oracle of the living God, Lord, may the Holy Ghost expatiate it in the heart of each and every one of us.
Amen.
We need you, Lord.
Amen.
Father God in heaven, we pray that you help each one of us, O Lord.
Amen.
As we leave this place this evening, not leaving your presence, May we go back home meditating upon these things. That Father God in heaven, we will have the opportunity to find time, Heavenly Father, to listen to them, O Lord. We'll be more beneficiaries of the blessings of today's services. Grant it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our God. Help us, O Lord, our God,
amen,
to be more prayerful.
Amen.
In order to meet the need of the hour,
amen,
give us a breakthrough, Lord.
Amen.
Have their own way, Lord.
Amen.
Individual, family by family, in everything that we do, may we find time, may we spare up time to be to listen to these things over,
amen,
and over and over.
Amen.
Have your way, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for this evening.
Hallelujah.
We appreciate you, oh Lord our God, because you have been so good to us. Help us, our Father. We pray thee, O Lord our God, that your blessing be upon your servant, that his labor of love will not be in vain. Thank you for deliverances you have wrought. Thank you for salvation you have wrought. Thank you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost you have wrought.
Hey.
Lord Jesus, thank you for healings we have wrought. Thank you for more rapturing faith you have wrought.
Amen.
Glory be to your name.
Hallelujah.
Father God in heaven, as we go to our homes, O Lord our God, help us to find favor in your sight.
Amen.
Meditate upon these things, Lord.
Hallelujah.
May the enemy never succeed to rob these things out of our lives.
Amen.
Grant it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Help men and women, boys and girls, old and young, our Father and our God, have your way, Lord.
Amen.
We pray that these things will prepare us more for your soon coming.
Amen.
Strengthen your servant.
Amen.
Quicken his mortal body.
Amen.
Prepare more for what you have in store for us on Wednesday.
Amen.
And Friday and the Sunday service ahead of us. Help us to really pray up and pray through.
Amen.
Bring our expectations to come to pass, Lord.
Amen.
We worship you and we adore your name.
Hallelujah.
Those who are listening online, who could not have the opportunity to be present here with us physically, may they all be partakers of this blessing.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father.
Amen.
As we go to our homes, O Lord, by whichever means, O Lord, whether through public transport or in our private vehicles, may the angel of Lord go with us, O Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father.
Hallelujah.
May we never listen to the whispering of the devil.
Hey.
That, oh Lord, he has taken away, he has taken our time. Frustrate every wicked plans of the enemy.
Amen.
Give us victory.
Amen.
Because when the enemy, Satan, your enemy, our enemy is exposed, he becomes powerless.
Amen.
He becomes useless.
Amen.
He becomes paralyzed.
Amen.
In the lives of your children. And you give us victory. Thank you, our Father.
Amen.
Blessed be your name forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Be with the workers, be with the students, be with the business people.
Amen.
And everything that we do, may we please you, Lord.
Amen.
Once more, be with our pastor over there in Onitsha. As he finishes his service this evening, may you be with him, O Lord.
Amen.
Our brother Sam too, behind the pulpit now, may your grace rest and abide with him.
Amen.
Use him to be a blessing unto your people.
Amen.
The services there, O Lord our God, is what? The minister requested, O Lord our God, of the blessings of the sermon, O Lord our God, the teachings on spiritual adoption. Oh
wow.
God, we pray that the minister, the pastor there, the laity, the students, they will be partakers of the blessings too.
Amen.
Giving transformation in their lives.
Amen.
Glory be to your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, our Father.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and with all thanksgiving.
Amen.
Can we say all amen? God bless you. Sorry, please. Don't. He's still. Thank you, Father. He said, lost and found. An ATM card was found around the church this afternoon. If it is yours, please see the deacons. There's candy for everyone when we close. Courtesy, Sister Ajayi Williams. God bless you, man. Praise the Lord. I want to say this, please. And I want to remind us, to those of us that were here on Wednesday, this service is not that we are in a worldly class. We are in the presence of the Almighty God. There's a purpose for these teachings.
Brother
Sam made a suggestion, which is godly suggestion, so that we can all be beneficiaries. If you remember those of us that are here on
Wednesday,
you should go back and listen to the tape itself. The very sermon that the prophet preached. How many remember? All of us, thank you. God bless you. So that when the minister calls, it
will
not be difficult for us listening to them. And then when we come and then we are listening to this, oh my. Look, I was very, very happy this morning. God bless you.
We
pray that God will keep the blessing for us. I want to suggest to our brethren from Bakatari Assembly. Well, this I want to say. It depends on how you see it. And I pray that God will make you to see it. We have our recording room in that place. Go to the brother there, Brother
Joseph.
I believe we should be interested in the things of the Almighty God, because this is to benefit our soul. Record all these sermons from Wednesday, this today's service, Wednesday, Friday, coming Sunday, and then Wednesday on the first. Record them all. And find time. Those of you that have a Android, Avisa, Android phone,
Android,
you will benefit from it.
At
your own leisure time, you will sit down and listen to them over and over again. May God help us. The song did I raise a hymn, which was just exactly in my heart.
I'm
going to sing to close the service of today. I wouldn't need to ask any of us.
See,
how many are blessed?
I
know all of us will raise up our hands. Praise the Lord. May God bless our soul. May the blessing ever be permanent. Shall we raise up on our feet, please? The preacher said we should give him 30 minutes more. Even if we sit here at 5 o'clock, we will still go back, we will still get to our home before it is dark. Please let our hearts be open to this word of God. God has a purpose for this service. God bless you. In these, the closing days of time.